Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday. It's the first day of November 2022. Well, friends, in the overnight hours, that upper-level low-pressure area scooted by to our south, kept most of the rain to the south. Now, if you were up late last night, you may have heard a little thunder and got a little rain there about 11, 12, 1 o'clock this morning. But everything else remained generally south of the area, and rainfall in the Austin areas I kind of thought would happen averaged well less than a quarter of an inch, in most cases less than a tenth of an inch. Well, it looks like now in the wake of that system, a more tranquil weather pattern, quiet weather pattern, returned a little sunshine expected over the next couple of days. But we got to keep an eye on late week. I think Friday into Friday night and Saturday, we have talked all along about a strong upper-level low-pressure area and not a necessarily weak cold front. This cold front is going to be a pretty strong system as it moves through as well. It looks like now the latest guidance would suggest to us it'll move through a little quicker than we thought, sometime by late Friday night into Saturday morning, and with it, showers and thunderstorms. And there are a couple of things we're watching. Can't absolutely say this is guaranteed, but I think there is going to be the threat of severe thunderstorms. There will be perhaps a tornado threat, large hail threat, and, of course, a strong thunderstorm wind threat coming with some of those thunderstorms, particularly late Friday night into the pre-dawn hours Saturday in the Austin area. And that's if the frontal passage time, which I think will be sometime around daybreak, Saturday morning, maybe a little earlier than that, back toward midnight Friday night. If that shifts either way, then it's going to affect our weekend weather, our Friday night weather, and all that sort of thing. But we think now the front through here sometime between 12 midnight and 6 a.m. Saturday morning. And the strongest thunderstorms would come as that occurs, and also the highest threat of severe weather. So let's keep an eye on that. Once that system passes, cooler, drier, more stable air takes hold across south central Texas for the weekend. Plenty of sunshine all the way into early next week, which looks to include Election Day as well. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, first day of November 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the 7-day forecast on the website. I'll do that again Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good day.